Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at this concept of an omniverse god.
Okay.
From the Mystic Investigations website. And it was posted on November 1st, 2024.
Oh, right.
And get this, they're describing this 12-dimensional being.
Wow.
Of pure energy, and it encompasses every universe and reality,
wow,
even the afterlife. And what's even wilder is that this god was once a biological being.
Oh, wow.
Just like you and me, who ascended to godhood.
That's a pretty big promotion.
Talk about a promotion, right? So let's dive into what the website actually says about this.
Okay.
It describes this omniverse god as being made of pure metaphysical energy.
Oh.
Vibrating at a unique frequency where all possibilities are calculated.
Hmm.
What do you think about that? Are they talking about something like ki or prana?
Ooh, that's a fascinating connection.
Yeah.
You see, when they say metaphysical,
right,
it
yeah,
really suggests that it exists beyond our physical world,
yep,
beyond the laws of physics as we know them, right?
Right.
And this idea of calculating possibilities at a specific frequency.
Yeah.
That could be how this being oversees and maybe even influences,
right,
the unfolding of events across, you know, countless universes. I mean, imagine like a cosmic conductor.
Oh, okay.
Orchestrating this symphony of existence.
Okay, yeah, that's a really cool image.
Yeah.
So this energy being this conductor,
right,
oversees not just our universe, but all parallel universes,
mm,
multiverses, and even the afterlife.
Wow.
Now, my brain starts to hurt a little bit when we talk about multiple universes.
Yeah.
What exactly is the difference between a universe, a multiverse, and all these other dimensions they're talking about?
Think of it this way.
Yeah.
You're familiar with three dimensions, right? Length, width, and height.
Right, right.
So picture a square.
Okay.
It only has two dimensions, right?
Right.
Now imagine that square becoming a cube by adding that third dimension.
Oh.
That's kind of how we experience our world.
Mm-hmm.
Now to get to a multiverse, you got to imagine an infinite number of those cubes.
Wow.
Each representing a different universe, all existing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets even wilder. Because they're talking about 12 dimensions.
Right.
Which is beyond our ability to even visualize.
Yeah, 12 dimensions, that's a lot of cubes.
Yeah.
But even with all those universes, the website mentions that this god is just one of many.
Right.
Apparently there's a macroverse god, an even greater being encompassing everything.
Hmm.
Could our omniverse god be like just one creation of this macroverse god?
That is a mind-boggling concept.
Yeah.
It seems like they're hinting at a hierarchy of gods, right?
Okay.
With our omniverse god potentially being just one,
mm-hmm,
among an infinite number of others, mm, each creating their own universes. You know, it's like those Russian nesting dolls.
Oh, yeah.
You open one, find a smaller one inside.
Right.
What if each omniverse is like nested, wow,
within an even larger structure.
Okay.
And it's all overseen by this macroverse god.
Okay, now my head is spinning. Let's try to break down what this particular omniverse god is like.
Okay.
The website refers to this god as he,
mm-hmm,
but also says there's no indication of an actual gender.
Right, so maybe we shouldn't get too caught up on the pronouns here.
Right.
What's really fascinating is that this being wasn't always a god.
Mm.
The website says he was once a biological being.
Wow.
Just like us, who ascended to godhood in the afterlife.
Okay.
Of another omniverse.
Wow.
Imagine experiencing life in countless forms.
Right.
Across potentially infinite universes.
Yeah.
Before reaching this ultimate state of being.
So that raises so many questions. What kind of life did this god lead before ascending? And
yeah,
what exactly does it mean to ascend to godhood in the afterlife?
Well, those are questions we can only speculate on, really,
sure,
but the implications are astounding.
Yeah. I mean, if a being who was once like us can reach this level,
right,
what does that say about the potential that lies within each of us?
Now, that's a mind-blowing thought.
Yeah.
So this once human god reaches this powerful state,
mm-hmm,
and what's the first thing he does? He creates 12 sons and daughters.
Wow.
One for each dimension. 12 seems to be a recurring theme here.
It is. It is.
What do you think about that?
Well, 12 is it's a powerful number that shows,
yeah,
up across a lot of different belief systems and mythology, right? Yeah. 12 signs of the zodiac,
yeah,
12 apostles of Jesus, 12 yeah, labors of Hercules.
Right.
There's often a sense of completeness,
yeah,
or cosmic order associated with the number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps Perhaps he chose 12 children to represent each dimension.
Okay.
To kind of evoke that same sense of order,
yeah,
and structure within this vast omniverse.
That makes me wonder if each of these children symbolizes something specific,
mm-hmm,
about, yeah, their respective dimension.
It's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
The website doesn't go into detail about each child's role.
Right.
But it does mention that one of them is Jesus Christ,
in
his demigod form.
Hold on. So Jesus is a demigod, the son of this omniverse god.
Well, it's unclear,
right,
but it's definitely worth thinking about the, yeah, connection between this omniverse god and
right,
figures in our own religious traditions.
So we have this omniverse god who was once human, created 12 children, including Jesus.
Right.
But he didn't stop there.
He did not.
The website says he then went on to create archangels,
uh-huh,
angels, and other higher dimensional beings before any biological life was even formed.
It sounds like he's establishing a cosmic hierarchy here.
Yeah.
With these celestial beings potentially shaping and guiding the development of life,
right,
throughout the entire omniverse. Imagine, yeah, this intricate tapestry of existence being woven by these beings, with each thread representing a different dimension,
yeah,
and a different form of life.
It's just overwhelming to think about the scale of this creation.
It is.
And the power this omniverse god must possess.
Absolutely.
But what's even more intriguing is his mention of another consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
Arising within the omniverse, which was then absorbed by this god.
That's a weird one.
It almost sounds like he has a subconscious.
Right. It's one of the most perplexing details.
Yeah.
I mean, what was this separate consciousness? Why, right, was it absorbed?
Mm-hmm.
And could this absorption actually be a hidden weakness?
Right, because the website even says that Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer.
God's fallen archangel might be able to exploit this.
Right.
A god with weaknesses.
Yeah.
That's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, especially if this Lucifer is anything like the
right,
devil we hear about,
right,
in our own religions.
I need a moment to process this whole idea,
yeah,
of a separate consciousness being absorbed by God.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Does this imply that even God is constantly evolving and changing?
That's it's a profound question.
Yeah.
It challenges this traditional view of God as,
right,
an unchanging and all-powerful being.
Right, right.
It also makes you wonder, what is the nature of this, this absorbed consciousness,
yeah,
and what kind of impact it could have on the omniverse itself?
So many questions. And we've only just begun to scratch the surface here.
I know, right?
But before we delve deeper into the implications of this omniverse god,
okay,
I think we need to take a quick breather and let all of this sink in.
Absolutely, yeah. We've covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
We have.
But when we come back, we'll explore what this omniverse god means for us,
right,
for our understanding of existence, and maybe even delve into that potential threat,
okay,
posed by Lucifer. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dives into this this world of the omniverse god. We've been unpacking this idea of a being who oversees countless universes,
yeah,
all stemming from pure metaphysical energy.
Right.
Even more vast than concepts like ki or prana.
Right.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
But before we get back to Lucifer.
Okay.
And the potential threat of this absorbed consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of stuck on something we talked about earlier.
Oh, okay. What's that?
This omniverse god, this being of pure energy.
Right.
Was once a biological being just like us.
Right.
It's such a mind-bending concept.
It really is.
What kind of life,
yeah,
could lead a being to ascend to godhood?
Yeah, it's a...
I mean, we're talking about a level of existence beyond anything we can even comprehend.
It's a tantalizing mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
The website doesn't give us specifics about this god's former life.
Right.
But it does state that he experienced existence in countless forms.
Why?
Across potentially infinite universes. It makes you wonder if those diverse experiences somehow shaped...
Right.
The very fabric of the omniverse that he created.
It's like this god is a culmination of all those experiences.
Right.
A cosmic tapestry woven from countless lifetimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But if he's just one of many omniverse gods,
right,
as the website suggests,
mm-hmm,
does that mean that there are countless other beings out there
yeah.
who have also reached this level of existence?
It's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, what does that say about the nature of consciousness itself?
Right.
I mean, is there a universal drive
yeah.
towards this ultimate state of being?
Yeah.
Or are there infinite paths to godhood?
Right.
Each reflecting the unique journey of the individual.
And the website also brought up this macroverse God.
Right.
This even grander being encompassing everything.
Yeah.
So do you think that's where these omniverse gods come from?
It's fascinating to consider, isn't it?
Yeah.
We often think of creation in a linear sense, you know,
yeah.
a beginning, middle, and end.
Right, right.
But what if creation is cyclical or even fractal in nature?
Okay.
Imagine a macroverse god giving rise to countless omniverse gods.
Right.
Who in turn create their own universes.
Yeah.
And maybe even their own versions of godhood.
Wow.
Within those universes.
Okay, yeah. My brain officially needs a break.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, but before we give it one.
Okay.
Let's get back to our specific omniverse god and his 12 children.
Okay.
We briefly touched on the fact that one of them is Jesus Christ.
Right, in demigod form.
But what about the other 11?
Yeah, unfortunately, the website doesn't provide any details about the other 11 children.
Okay.
We only know that they represent
right.
each of the 12 dimensions,
hmm.
which adds another layer of symbolism to this already enigmatic narrative.
Right, and speaking of symbolism,
yeah.
the number 12
yeah.
has such profound meaning across various cultures and belief systems.
It really does.
I mean, you mentioned, you know, the zodiac, the
yeah,
apostles,
the earthquake.
But it shows up in so many other places too.
It does. It does.
I mean, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 knights of the round table,
right.
12 months in a year.
Hmm. It's like,
what do you make of this recurring theme?
It's as if the number 12 is woven
yeah.
into the very fabric of existence. You know,
right.
it's a fundamental building block of cosmic order.
Yeah.
And in the context of the omniverse God,
right.
it suggests that these 12 children aren't just arbitrary creations. They're symbolic representations of the foundational principles
okay.
upon which this entire reality is built.
So that makes me wonder, could each child
yeah.
embody a specific aspect of their assigned dimension?
Those are thought-provoking questions.
Yeah.
The website doesn't explicitly make those connections, but it's certainly possible.
Yeah.
And if those connections exist, what does that say about the interplay between these dimensions and our own understanding of reality?
It's like we're trying to solve a cosmic puzzle.
I know, right.
But only have a few pieces.
Exactly.
But even with those few pieces,
yeah.
we're starting to see a glimpse of a much larger picture.
We are.
So we've got these 12 children,
right.
each representing a dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And then the omniverse God also created
right.
archangels, angels, and these other higher dimensional beings
right.
before any biological life took shape.
Right, right.
What do you think their role is in all this?
Well, it's likely their purpose extends
yeah.
far beyond anything we can even imagine.
Right.
Perhaps they act as architects, shaping the very laws of physics that govern each universe.
Okay.
Or maybe they're guides overseeing the evolution of life on a cosmic scale. You know,
yeah.
or maybe they serve as guardians, right?
Protecting this delicate balance of the omniverse itself.
It's like we're witnessing the creation of a cosmic ecosystem.
Yeah.
With a hierarchy of beings all playing their part.
Right. Right.
It's awe-inspiring and a little bit terrifying at the same time, you know.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
It's both humbling and exhilarating.
Right.
To consider our place
yeah.
within this grand design.
And speaking of humbling.
Yeah.
We can't forget that lingering mystery of that separate consciousness absorbed by the omniverse God.
Yeah, that's the...
That's the detail that really creeped me out.
The weird one, right?
What was that consciousness?
Yeah.
Why was it absorbed?
Exactly.
And could this act of absorption be a chink in this God's armor, like the website suggests?
Well, it's one of the most enigmatic aspects of the source material.
Yeah.
They don't really elaborate on the nature of this consciousness
yeah.
or its origins.
But they do suggest that this absorption could be a point of vulnerability.
And they even say Lucifer,
yeah.
the fallen archangel, might try to exploit this weakness.
That's where things start to get a little ominous.
Yeah.
Right.
But before we get into the potential threat
okay.
posed by Lucifer,
right.
I think it's important to pause for a moment.
Yeah, let's take a breath.
And reflect on what we've learned so far.
It's a lot to process, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, we've gone from discussing the definition of an omniverse to contemplating the nature of godhood, the symbolism of numbers, and the possibility of a cosmic hierarchy beyond, you know, beyond our wildest imaginings.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this incredible story.
We have.
But I also feel like we've opened Pandora's box a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm both excited and terrified to see what else we uncover. As we continue to explore this concept of the omniverse God.
It's a wild ride. That's the beauty and the danger of seeking knowledge, isn't it?
Right.
The more we learn, the more we realize how much we don't know.
Right.
And sometimes the answers we find just lead to more questions.
Well, I'm definitely ready for some more questions. But first, let's take a quick break to gather our thoughts.
Yes, let's do that.
And prepare to delve into the potential threat posed by Lucifer.
Okay.
And the implications of this omniverse God for our own understanding of existence.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
We've been on quite a journey, haven't we?
We have.
I mean, we've explored the possibility of an omniverse God who was once biological.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Just like us.
Created this cosmic hierarchy.
Right.
Spanning 12 dimensions.
Isn't a lot?
And even absorbed another consciousness.
Yeah, it's almost too much to take in all at once.
It really is.
Yeah.
But amidst all these mind-blowing concepts, there's one that just keeps nagging at me.
Oh.
This idea that Lucifer, the fallen archangel, might be able to exploit the omniverse God's weakness.
Right, that absorbed consciousness.
Yeah, it's like a shadow hanging over this whole narrative.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It's this reminder that even in a realm of seemingly limitless power, there might still be vulnerabilities.
Right, and the website doesn't really explicitly say how Lucifer could exploit this weakness.
No.
But it does paint him as a... as a pretty formidable figure.
It does.
You know, someone who might challenge the very order of the omniverse. So what does that mean for us?
That's the question, isn't it?
I mean, we're talking about a cosmic battle between a god and a fallen archangel.
Yeah.
Could we somehow get caught in the crossfire?
It's impossible to say for certain.
Right.
But the source material does hint at a connection between events on a cosmic scale and our own reality. Remember, this omniverse god was once a biological being.
Right, right.
Perhaps there's a lingering empathy there.
Yeah.
You know, a connection to those who haven't yet ascended.
Maybe. Maybe there's a reason why this information was revealed to us on this Mystic Investigations website.
Maybe.
Maybe we have a role to play.
It's possible.
In this cosmic drama.
Yeah.
Even if we don't fully understand it.
It's a captivating thought.
Yeah.
What if our actions, even the, you know, seemingly insignificant ones, could have ripple effects that extend far beyond our comprehension?
Yeah.
What if we're not just passive observers?
Right.
But active participants in this grand narrative.
It's both empowering and terrifying, you know?
Yeah, it makes you wonder about the nature of free will.
Right. If this omniverse God is overseeing everything,
do we
really have control over our destinies?
That's a question that's plagued philosophers and theologians for centuries.
Yeah.
But maybe the answer lies in the concept of a structured universe.
Okay.
Think back to our... to our analogy of the conductor orchestrating this symphony of existence.
Right.
Maybe we're like individual instruments.
Okay.
Each playing our part in the grand composition. We have the freedom to express ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but within the framework of the music.
That's a really nice way to think about it.
Yeah.
It suggests that that free will exists within the context of a larger order.
Right. A cosmic dance where every step matters.
But even if we're just instruments in this cosmic orchestra.
Yeah.
This thought of a potential battle between the omniverse God and Lucifer.
Yeah.
Is still unsettling.
It is.
What are the stakes of this conflict? What happens if Lucifer wins?
Well, the source material doesn't really give us a definitive answer.
Okay.
But it does suggest that the stability of the entire omniverse could be at risk. Imagine a reality where chaos reigns.
Right.
Where the laws of physics just just crumble.
Right.
And the boundaries between dimensions dissolve.
Wow. Yeah, that's a bleak picture.
It is.
It really makes you appreciate the order and balance we currently experience, even with all the challenges and uncertainties of life.
It really highlights the importance of seeking understanding.
Right.
And striving for harmony, not just in our own lives,
right,
but in this wider context of the omniverse.
It's almost like this whole deep dive has been a cosmic wake-up call, you know?
It has been.
Urging us to look beyond our limited perspective and consider the interconnectedness of all things.
It's challenged us to re-examine our assumptions about reality, confront the unknown with curiosity and caution, and to acknowledge these vast mysteries that are still out there.
That still lie beyond our grasp. Yeah. And perhaps, just perhaps, it's also planted a seed of hope.
It might have.
If a being who was once like us
can
ascend to godhood, maybe there's a glimmer of that potential within each of us.
Now, that's an inspiring thought.
It is.
To leave our listeners with, you know, this deep dive has only scratched the surface of these profound concepts.
Right.
There's a whole universe of knowledge out there
waiting
to be explored.
Yeah.
And countless mysteries yet to be unraveled.
So to our listener.
Yes.
We encourage you to keep seeking.
Keep seeking.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning.
And keep your mind open.
Keep your mind open.
To the infinite possibilities.
To those infinite possibilities.
That lie beyond our current understanding.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep exploring the deep dive.